Welcome back to Stateside. It's no secret that Detroit schools have been failing students for a long time. In 2009, Detroit's public schools racked up the worst scores in the history of the National Assessment of Educational Progress test, and scores haven't really improved since then. Charter schools were launched to offer Detroit parents a choice. But my next guest believes the unregulated environment for charter schools may have wound up hurting the kids who most need help and a sound education. Robin Lake is director of the Center on Reinventing Public Education. It's at the University of Washington in Seattle. She recently visited Detroit and walked away with some unsettling views of the condition of Detroit schools, both public and charter. Welcome, Robin.
Thanks, Cindy.
Well, your piece, A Tale of Two Charter Cities, on the CRPE website maintains most of Detroit's charter schools, in your words, are doing nothing to change the life trajectory of Detroit's children. Why do you say that?
Yeah, and let me first be clear that, you know, I think choice is not the issue in Detroit. Mostly, I think if we step back from Detroit's public school system, mm-hmm. there are very few schools that are really high performing. So choice is not the problem here. I think that the question is whether charter schools have really done all they can for the families in Detroit to change students' trajectories. The answer is no, not yet. But, you know, the question is how do you do choice right, not whether you do choice.
So you came to Detroit in January, and you were able to see the weaknesses in Michigan's wide-open policy when it comes to charter schools, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I mean, parents are struggling with the options. I think that ultimately parents are probably better off as a result of having so many choices. We heard heard from some parents who were feeling really empowered by having the opportunity to leave their neighborhood school, which was failing, and go to a different option. But I think that, you know, the challenge now is it's very confusing for families. There are so many different options, and it's very hard to navigate the system, both from the perspective of just getting information about which schools are performing well, but also finding transportation that's safe for their kids, navigating special education. So there are a lot of tricky elements going on in Detroit.
And Robin, as you talk to parents, give us a sense of some of the experiences that you heard about that kids are having in, as you talk about this explosion of charter schools. So how do you know which is a good one and which is not a good one? What are some of the things you heard that bothered you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the problems right now in Detroit is there are so many schools that are fighting for families that are under-enrolled. There are probably too many charter schools right now in Detroit and too many schools. And so but a lot of parents are moving around from school to school just trying to find a good fit for their kids and just aren't finding that there are a lot of good opportunities in particular neighborhoods. And that, you know, some families talked about, you know, schools not having the capacity to serve kids with special needs or offering counseling services. And, you know, as you know, so many Detroit families are from such distressed backgrounds. They really need those supports, and they just weren't finding that they were there.
You also said you heard about schools that literally packed up and closed mid-year. Then what?
Yeah, and that, you know, this is good to point out that those schools were Detroit public schools. So again, you know, district schools are dealing with these same issues that charter schools are. It's a bit chaotic for families, and there's really, I think, not adequate safety net in place to help the most vulnerable families navigate those choices.
I'm speaking with Robin Lake, who's director of the Center on Reinventing Public Education at the University of Washington in Seattle. Robin recently visited Detroit and came away with a sense that, in a sense, there are too many charter schools, and how do you know whether or not they're really succeeding? And you can contrast that to the wide-open policy we have. It's unregulated in Michigan when it comes to charter schools. Contrast that to what you have there in Washington State.
Yeah, Washington State just passed its law this last year. It's a very cautious law in the sense that only eight schools are allowed to open each year, and there's a lot of screening and oversight of the schools. Maybe it's even too cautious, but we've tried to learn lessons from other states and take a pretty cautious approach, just at least in the beginning. And so, you know, Detroit, on the other hand, has had an explosion of choice. It's largely unmanaged right now. I wouldn't say it's unregulated. Mm-hmm. You do have charter authorizers, universities and colleges that are that are sponsoring schools and overseeing them. I think it's just a question of coordinating those folks and getting them on the same page.
But as you point out in your piece, A Tale of Two Charter Cities, that more and more of these charters are being approved by university and community college sponsors that you say operate outside the city, and they have little or no accountability for what they do.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that all government agencies should be accountable for the schools that they're authorizing, and they should be asked to either do it right or get out of the business.
What needs to happen, Robin, at a policy level, local or state, to regulate these school choice markets?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the great thing about chartering is that it offers an opportunity to close down schools that aren't working. And I think more of that has to happen in Detroit very quickly. And there are too many schools that are under-enrolled, aren't high-performing, and just need to be really closed and move on. There are so many schools around the country that are showing what charter schools have the capacity to be. It's time to take lessons from that and replicate those. That takes some effort from civic leaders in Detroit to reach out to those communities, bring them in, and make sure that they can operate really well. You do have some local nonprofits and foundations that are working hard on that front to attract national high-quality charter school providers and also help with parent information and safety nets and all that. You know, some things that the city could work on are transportation systems and safety systems, so that as parents are trying to make their way through the choices that are available to them, they don't have to worry about those things. But I think it's also true that the people who care about rebuilding Detroit start paying attention to the quality of the schools and making it some of their highest priorities.
Robin Lake, Director of the Center on Reinventing Public Education at the University of Washington in Seattle. Robin, thank you for talking with us today.
My pleasure.